episode 69.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
On this episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk directly to Forever Affiliate creator Andrew Hansen. We ask him some of the hard questions we've been talking about in the last two episodes and listen carefully for his answers. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burn inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, all right. I'm back on the mic. Fantastic. How's everybody doing? Hey, as promised, I have for you today an interview with Andrew Hansen regarding Forever Affiliate live from London. Well, not exactly live, actually. Andrew is in London, as I mentioned, but the time difference is such that, as usual, I had to interview him in the middle of the night in Dallas time. Actually, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, but I wanted to ask him these questions that we've been asking. It's just that he's a little hard to get a hold of these days because he's working on a new product that complements Forever Affiliate regarding search engine optimization, or with an increased focus on search engine optimization. I'm going to host a webinar about that next week. You can find out more about that at latenightim.com/Andrew webinar. But until that time, what I've got for you is an interview with Andrew where we continue this discussion about Forever Affiliate. Does it work? What has he observed for the people that fail? Why do they fail? What does he think about that? And I kind of ask him these, you know, kind of hard questions for a product creator. Now, full disclosure, you've got a guy who made money selling a product being interviewed by a guy who made money promoting a product. So let's just get all that out there on the table. Okay. Another piece of full disclosure is Andrew's a friend of mine. I mean, I consider him a friend, even though we've never actually met face to face. I've been working with Andrew on and off since late 2007, early 2008, since he had his Niche Marketing on Crack product, which was one of his first products that he had way back in the day. So, you know, take all that into consideration as you process Andrew's answers, because ultimately, you know, one of the key things about all this is that you have to take responsibility for your own judgments and assessments of this stuff. I'm going to bring it to you as straightforwardly as I can, but you need to know all the facts going in. So those are all the disclaimers for you. So this is a great interview with Andrew. And if you want more Andrew, as I mentioned, he's going to be teaching some SEO. Go ahead and register over at latenightim.com/Andrew webinar. But until then, I hope you enjoy this discussion with my buddy Andrew. All right. So back on the mic once again, gosh, 4 a.m, I guess, here in Texas. I don't know. What time is it there in bloody old England there, Andrew?
It's 10 a.m. here.
Okay. So I wish it was 10 a.m. here, but it's not. Welcome. How are you?
Very well, mate. How are you?
It's really good to talk to you again. You're a busy guy. You've been traveling, and I guess you were in Africa for a while.
In Haiti.
Oh, in Haiti. Yeah. That's right. That's right. In Haiti. So what were you doing in Haiti?
Just taking a little bit of a hiatus from work and everything. Just doing some different kind of stuff and doing some volunteer work where we actually ended up using some of our kind of online marketing skills to help a nonprofit down there to sell some of their stuff. So it was interesting.
Yeah, that's excellent. So the reason that I have you here today, which you're well aware of, is a couple episodes ago on my show, I started dealing with some feedback and did a little informal survey about people that went through Forever Affiliate. And as you know, a bunch of my listeners participated in the program at some level. They either bought the course or were in the coaching or whatever. And I formed a little group with my listeners, and we went through and had some level of interaction as some of us built some sites. And so just like you do in your big forums, we started talking about, you know, different support topics, how to do links and, you know, how to, you know, kind of issues we were facing and so forth. And one of the things that came up was, well, you know, who's actually having success with this? And one of the things that we started talking about was sort of the high rate of, I'm going to call it failure, but that's probably something we need to talk about, is just the definition of that itself. Sort of the high rate of people who invest in IM programs and don't see results. And so I just wanted to call you out on this, because I know this is something that you and I have talked about at length. We've, you know, you've discussed it publicly. I wanted to go through some of these questions from the point of view of my listeners in the context of Forever Affiliate, because, you know, there's hard questions that people ask that you've all heard before. One of them is Andrew the only one who makes money on a program like Forever Affiliate? Interestingly, I don't think anyone ever asked me or complained that they didn't think that the content or the value, the standalone value of the course, wasn't worth the $97 that they paid. You know, at least that was my argument. Clearly, the course itself, the content in the course, is worth the money that it costs. But the question is, people buy these courses with the expectation that they're going to make money, and not everybody does. And so I just wanted to start a conversation with you around this topic and see what you have to say about this idea that not everyone just turns the crank with a program like Forever Affiliate and makes money.
Yeah, it's a really important issue, and it's something that I think about a lot, because, as you know, I've made these products and tried to share this information with people for a long time, and it bugs me in the same way that it bugs other people to see people going through it and not getting the result that they expect. And there's a lot of things to say about it. There's a lot of points on that, and we can go into it as deeply as you wish. The first one, and maybe the biggest one, is that we all should recognize that this is not a problem of IM specifically. It's not even a problem of Forever Affiliate. Like, this is a problem of business. So we all have heard those statistics, like X percentage of small businesses will fail in their first 3 years, things like that, you know?
Right.
And it's the majority. It's most people who start a business will not end up succeeding after. It won't survive for 3 years. So that's worth taking into account. And the reason for that is, like you and I'm sure many of your listeners know very well, is starting a business is a complicated thing. And I try to tell people how easy it can be when you're following smart, clear methods, but there's a lot of factors that influence a person's success that really have nothing to do with the material. I know another situation that we will all have experienced is where just things happen to a person. Things happen in life. Like, to make a success with this or any similar program, a person kind of has to be at the right place in their life, and they have to perhaps even be fortunate enough to be free of distraction or like external distraction or tragedy for a period of 6 months to a year, just so they can knuckle down and get it done. It might sound pessimistic, but that actually, that's pretty hard to line up in the average person's life, you know? So with every, every case, every person who tries this, there's a lot of personal circumstances. There's a lot of things that have nothing to do with the material that influence someone's success.
So you're talking about, and we see this in the Forever Affiliate forums, and I also hear it personally. You're talking about when you check in on someone with your program and they come back and they say, yeah, I was doing fine, but this and this and this happened. And so I put the thing on hold for now. And you know, they're not working on it anymore for whatever, because life happened to them.
Definitely. Definitely. That's one category of the people who will find like, oh, I expected I might get this out of the program, but it didn't end up happening. The other category we can talk about is the ones that they, nothing like that happened. So they didn't end up with the results that they had expected, but they were doing everything right the whole time. Like from start to finish, they were working through the program. They were ticking off steps. They were spending a lot of time on it, and the result didn't match their expectations. I must say, from my experience and having dealt with thousands of customers now who've been through this stuff, this category of people is much, much smaller. I'm sure you've seen that as well.
Sure.
But it is possible, and that can happen. And that can happen for some of the reasons that I tried to outline in a course like Forever Affiliate. It's things like small mistakes get made at really crucial parts of the process. So when the person was choosing the market that they should enter, for example, there was a mistake that was made there, or choosing the keywords within that market that they should target, a mistake was made there. Or, and most usually, like later on, when they got into a great market and had a great set of keywords that would have converted very nicely, they started promoting in that market. They just didn't see that through long enough to actually notice the results. In fact, I'll tell you a really interesting story about this that illustrates this point very well. So I did this guarantee on the Forever Affiliate program, which was like, if you actually spend 60 days and do everything that I tell you, if you follow the course completely, like do not do anything else, just focus on this for 60 days, and you finish all the steps and your site isn't making money, then I'll refund your money, of course, but I'll send you some money as well. I'll send you $100 in cash, because I know that just never happens. Almost never will someone actually put the stuff into place and not see results. So I've done this for two years in a row now. I did it with a previous course as well. And this year, I actually gave $100 away to someone for the first time. It was very weird. So a guy emailed me and he said, Andrew, this is my site. I've been doing everything that you said. I've done it for 60 days. And he said 60 days like he'd been counting them leading up, because he knew 60 days was when the refund guarantee would apply. I had a look at his site and it was true. He had laid it out perfectly. He had a great market. He was promoting a good product. The content that he had was solid. The keywords he was targeting that were nice. Like the site was laid out well. All his conversion factors were in place. I even checked his link building. He'd actually really done some link building in exactly the ways that I discussed. And his site hadn't made any money yet. So I said, you know what? You've really done everything. You've earned this. I'm going to refund your money. And I sent him $100. And after I sent him the $100, I was thinking, I thought, isn't this strange that I know this person, if they had continued from that point, like this person's done 90% of the work now that's required to have a profitable site in this market. But their thinking was like, it hasn't happened in 60 days, so it's failed and I should be compensated for this failure. If that person had continued doing what they were doing, built some more links, promoted a little bit more, increased their rankings for those keywords in that market, that person would have had a site that was making money. But it got to 60 days, it didn't happen, so they considered it a failure. And I think this happens more than probably we will know, but it certainly is common, and that's a possibility. That's a possible way that people don't make this kind of thing work.
Yeah, so this is something that we talk about on my show a little bit, is this word failure has a time associated to it. It's a decision you make. You decided, okay, I'm declaring this a failure at this point in time. And oftentimes my experience is people are declaring failure too soon, right? They're doing work that, you know, maybe it's good quality work, maybe it's great quality work, or maybe they're still learning and it's not so good quality work, but whatever, they're putting effort in, sweat equity, they're burning BTUs of energy into this thing. And at some point they just decide, okay, enough is enough. And there are these cases where they just haven't reached the tipping point yet, right? And so that's what you're describing with this guy. Here's a guy where if he just, maybe just in his niche, there's a few particular types of links that are triggering Google for his competition or something, just a simple piece that he's missing that maybe he doesn't have the skills to see yet, but if he just kept pushing, he might have ended up with something that was profitable.
Absolutely. And if the thinking was different, if the thinking, like if, as you said, the person hadn't decided on their own timeline or their own criteria for failure, and they had sought the advice of someone who knew what failure looked like if he had emailed me and said, this is my site, this is what I've done, is this a failure? I would have looked at it and I would have said, hell no, this is incredible. You've done almost everything that you need to do. In fact, I'm surprised that this site is not making money yet. Keep doing what you're doing, and this will surely be a success before very long. And so I think people kind of arbitrarily declare their timelines and their criteria for failure without good information. It comes to them to feel like it is a failure, but there's no good reason why, and people should explore that further.
Okay, so, you know, there's these possible things that may have to do with the people or the amount of effort or the amount of time that they put in. There's all these possibilities, small mistakes as you cite and so forth, distractions. Yes. What about the method itself? So let's talk about Forever Affiliate itself, this idea of targeting keywords. Is this still relevant? I mean, this is something that people have been doing you and I have been doing it since, niche marketing on crack days. For those of you that, haven't been around as long as Andrew and I have, Andrew had a product back in, 2006 or 7 or 8. I don't, can't remember. That really started all this, at least for me. That was one of the first products I ever bought. Which was essentially a variation, although very crude compared to the sophisticated stuff that you do now, but it's really sort of the same thing where you target niche markets, offer products and convert them. Does this still work? And what can you say about people who did have success with Forever Affiliates? Cause you coached hundreds of people or a few hundred people through this time?
Yeah, a few hundred people.
So, are there success stories that you can tell? I mean, did you see some success with this for people? And I guess more maybe also my follow up question is going to be: and what about you, your niche sites? I mean, are you still seeing profit from this kind of activity?
Yeah. So let me break that down and talk about the model first, and then I'll talk about the success stories. And if I go on track. I'll go off tracker. Feel free to pull me back.
No problem.
With the model, I mean, it's very clear, like anyone who does this stuff and pays attention, the model, it looks different today than it did when you and I started. There's no doubt about that. And that was kind of the purpose of Forever Affiliate, was to say that, like, this has changed. It's not as easy as it once was, but it used to be just ridiculously easy, too easy. Now it's still very possible and very doable, but you have to be a little bit smarter. You have to do things properly. And that's still the case today in that regard. It hasn't changed since Forever Affiliate. That's February 2013. But even now, a year on, we've seen more changes. And it's funny because the changes that have come in the last 12 months, it has made it so that a couple of the things that people would have done in Forever Affiliate, they could do better now. but it's also made it so that some of the things that they would have done in Forever Affiliate are more powerful now, and that they have to do even less of them now to see results with this stuff. It's very, I mean, the details probably take too long to explain, but the bottom line is that the model continues to work because it's based on a principle that is not going to change. You and I have talked about this before, I think, that like targeting the people who most want to buy something and showing them the thing that they most want to buy and providing additional value to them in the course of that buying decision, that's always going to have value. There's always going to be a place for that. And in fact, like more broadly on the internet and off it, that kind of business, that kind of service is expanding in its reach and its existence. So that principle, no, nothing will change there. The implementation of it, like how we make a site rank in the search engines, for example, everyone who does this should expect that to continue changing. More gradually, I should think. I mean, there's no big like revolutions coming in search engine optimization where something we're going to wake up and tomorrow and Google's going to say something that no one has any idea about. I mean, they keep saying the same things over and over again. Make better quality sites and stop doing link building. Make better quality sites and stop doing link building. Anyone who sees a Google update and is surprised is not paying enough attention. It's the same stuff. So those little changes, we can expect to continue to see them, but nothing about that changes the effectiveness of the model. It's just about doing this, doing it right, and doing it consistently enough to build the kind of income from it that you want. That's the model. Let me talk about the success stories. The frustrating thing with success stories for this stuff is that we don't have, and really no one has, a good mechanism for recording the successes of the people who do well with this stuff. So I see the support tickets of the people who, of course, or their results didn't meet their expectations, but the people who crush it with this stuff, they're out. They're out the door. They're away making their sites. They're scaling things up. They're making more money. They don't get in touch with me as regularly. Some of them do because they're inclined that way. They have that kind of personality. They want to share the success. They want to be a testimonial. A lot of people don't at all. They're too busy at work. They're just doing their thing. I have the situation come up regularly where someone will email me and say, oh, just so you know, like I had a really good site that I made with the Forever Affiliate Program. It's making this much money now. I just wanted to see what you thought about this scenario that's come up. And this is like a year later, and I think to myself, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you get in touch? Tell me. I want to know. I want to feel like there are people actually making this work, but it just doesn't happen very regularly. I have to chase people. I have to, like people who make these comments in a forum that they're doing well, I have to follow up with them later manually. And I'm dumb and don't have enough time, so I always forget. And so it's difficult in that way. At the same time, these people, of course, do exist. Anyone who went through the Forever Affiliate coaching program will have met some of these people in the forum, will have connected with them via their groups, via Facebook and other ways. Success, as in most things, is gradual. It grows piece by piece, but there are countless people who are making this work now and who are expanding it into things to craft businesses of their own liking.
Now, what about you personally? You still working on affiliate sites, or are you one of these guys that makes 100% of the money that they make by talking about making money?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about this. So, like I was saying at the start of this call, not sure if we were live at that point already, but I kind of had taken a bit of a break this year, and I didn't do much new stuff in the way of affiliate marketing. The coaching business takes up a lot of my time, and I mainly just left the existing affiliate sites that I had to sort of keep ticking over. So I haven't built any new sites for quite a while now. At the same time, it's crazy that the old affiliate sites that I have continue to tick over in much the same manner, and I don't expect to see any change there. There's little bits of maintenance that I'll do every now and then. I'll order some new content to have put on them or some new links if I see traffic drop down and things like that, but mainly no great change to speak of there. But I mean, in terms of getting new results from people starting now, yeah, it's extremely possible.
Yeah, so that's kind of the magic of this, right? Is that some of these sites that you have are are relatively newer, but some of them date back a while, right? I mean, that's one of the great things. Once you find one of these sites, they can last a very long time, I guess. What is the oldest profitable affiliate site that you have?
It's from 2009.
Wow. So that's awesome. So that's great. So,
yeah.
You know, so to these people who wonder, you know, they don't know you as well as I do, right? So they're trying to understand, is affiliate marketing real? Is this the real deal? Can you really make money doing this? You know, is it really, or is it all just, you know, snake oil, smoke and mirrors? You know, what's your big takeaway? What do you tell those people who want to know, is this too good to be true? Or is it easy money? Is it for real? What do you tell people?
Well, firstly, I never deny the existence of snake oil, because there's plenty of that around in this market, especially in the world of affiliate marketing and make money online. So anyone who came to that conclusion that it was all snake oil, I certainly wouldn't blame them. I would judge very lightly those people. At the same time, like, I've had enough experience with this now to know that it certainly does continue to work. There are certainly people that are eking out full-time incomes from this, that are meeting their income goals, that are building businesses that go on to be 5- and 6-figure a year businesses. In terms of, like, what to say to someone who's had that expectation and not had it work, like, it's one of those things. Like, for the person that has the time to commit to this and who's, like, ready to do the learning and go through and make all the mistakes that are required to make it happen, like, it's as possible as anything else in the world is possible.
Yeah. So I don't want to confuse people about the purpose of this call, because, you know, the purpose of this call was to address these questions that have come up with Forever Affiliate. And I have one more question, and then I want to talk about a little bit about what you're doing next. The last question I want to ask you about this regarding Forever Affiliate is, I got one comment from a listener named Chris who when he hears me talk about working on my Forever Affiliate sites, he always hears me talking about outsourcing this and paying for that and, you know, pay to go fast kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And his conclusion was, okay, fine. Well, that means you must have to have money to make money with a course like Forever Affiliate, that, you know, unless you're ready to invest a bunch of money, you really can't hope to make money on these sites. Could you address that a little bit? And is that really true? Do you need to dump a bunch of money in these sites to make them work?
I mean, there's people that say, there's this conversation that takes place when someone's talking about any online business model, and someone says, oh, well, you have to have money. You have to put money into that. You have to have money to make money. And then the other person says, like, no, you can do this. Like, you don't need any money. Like, you can really make this work. Like, for me, this is the same as any businesses. Like, there isn't any business that you can start and spend no money and start making money, unless you already have some existing asset, some very valuable asset. Which,
even a lemonade stand, like when my
exactly
7-year-old,
how do you start a lemonade stand,
right,
without?
You buy some lemons, right?
Exactly, and you're likely to make an amount of money relative. Well, that's related to how much money you spent on the lemons. That's the nature of business. So, to anyone who's looking to get into this or really any online business model and spend no money, I would say, like, it probably isn't the right time. It's not the right time to start a business now. There's other things you need to have in place before that point. At the same time, the amount of money, and you will verify this, I'm sure, the amount of money that we're talking about investing in these sites is not an offensive amount of money by most people's standards. Like, you're talking about paying small fees to have certain tasks done, have content written, to have backlinks made, to have a WordPress blog installed. The amount of money that you invest in this business model to the amount of return that you stand to make when you do it properly is disproportional compared to most business models. This is a low investment, like high return business. That's a lot of the appeal for it. It's a business that people can start with a small amount of capital, tiny amount of capital, really, and see returns like quickly on it and without spending years of their life in the process. That's why it's cool.
Okay, great. So let's move on a little bit. So like I said, I don't want people to be confused about what this is about, but because it's specifically to address this forever affiliate, these forever affiliate questions. But I didn't want to get out of here without having at least a brief discussion about what you're working on next, because I think people will care, particularly those people who, well, maybe both those people who were involved in Forever Affiliate and people who, for whatever reason, missed out on that. You're working on yet another course.
Yeah. So what I've done this year actually is partnered with another gentleman. There's a guy, friend of mine, who interestingly lives in Dallas at the moment. I think I connected the two of you at one point. His name's Alex.
Yeah, we have talked about getting a beer 14 times, but have never made it. So we're still exchanging email.
Yeah, yeah. So Alex is a guy that's not from IM really at all. He's from SEO, and that's about it. He's been doing SEO since 2007. He's had about 400 of his own affiliate sites that he's promoted and ranked and built out in the search engines. He does SEO for clients that generate millions of dollars a year in revenue just from free traffic, just from rankings. And he's also involved with SEO, like a platform that other SEO agencies use. He finds himself consulting to other SEO professionals, teaching them how to properly do things. So he's an absolute whiz when it comes to getting rankings in the search engines. And he is crushing it right now in all kinds of markets, ridiculous markets. I'm talking about things like credit and weight loss, things like that. He gets free traffic. He competes in those markets. And I've wanted to share some of what he does in SEO for quite a while, but he's never really been interested. He's not an IM guy. He's too busy like doing his own SEO stuff. And finally, I kind of pinned him down, and him and I created a course together. It's an SEO course. It's not specific to affiliate marketing. It's really just how anyone with a website can get more free traffic from the search engines, like targeted, buying, profitable traffic in the shortest amount of time and for the smallest amount of effort. And it turns out that for 2014, that because of some of the changes that have happened in Google in the last 6 months, there is quite a unique opportunity to do that, to get traffic quickly and easily, that that hasn't really existed to this extent for quite a long time. So we're putting together this new thing. It's a coaching program and a course, and with a bunch of done-for-you stuff as well, for how people can do that. How anyone with any site, an affiliate site or an e-commerce site that you might have, you're selling your own product, whatever it is, how you can get more traffic in the search engines very quickly, very easily.
Okay, perfect. So I will, I'll be talking some more about that with my guys. And I think you and I are scheduled to do a webinar for my listeners, sometime later this month on that. So we'll get all that information out to people, and we can talk about that at length when it's not for something in the morning.
I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, man. Well, hey, I really, really appreciate your time. I am sure that I will get some interesting comments based on based on this commentary, and we'll see what people have to say. I hope this answered their questions. Any thought that you want to leave us with for people who are thinking about starting building affiliate sites online, trying to get started, thinking about, you know, what to do with their 2014, any parting comment that you want to leave us with?
Yeah, no matter how hard it is, no matter how long it takes you, no matter how many frustrations, how much money you have to spend, the life that this business can give you is worth going through that for. I mean, there's really, well, I mean, I speak personally, but this, the benefits, the amount of time that it opens you up to, the amount of just abundance, the ability to do more of whatever it is that you care about, like that, that's worth fighting for to me. That has never changed. I believe that for anyone. Like this is, it's so special. This kind of life, it's so remarkable. It's worth it.
Okay, man. Thanks. I really appreciate your time. I hope you have a fantastic evening. What? And I guess it's coming up on late afternoon there, right?
Yeah, get in there.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope you have a fantastic evening and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Take care. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Andrew. Admittedly, that wasn't the, you know, in your face, hard hitting Geraldo Rivera, angry left wing reporter style of interview. But hopefully that's helpful to you and helps give you some perspective about where Andrew's coming from. I mean, I don't know that Andrew has all the answers about why people succeed and fail in this business, but I am pretty sure, you know, as I've known him for a long time, that's the truth. I mean, that's really what he feels. So there you go. I hope that's helpful to you. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Next week, we will be talking with Farnoosh Brock. And that show is going to be directed at those of you who are primarily, you've found me because you're looking to make a change away from your day job. And when I got to thinking about why people do that, I realized that a lot of times they do that because obviously they're not satisfied with their day job. Farnoosh has been there and done that and has an excellent course that she's put together about how you can improve your day job and make it much better and get that promotion that you deserve and the raise that you deserve and all these other kind of things that are the reason that you're listening to me right now, the things that are missing. And having taken one of Farnoosh's courses before, I knew she would be willing to come on and talk a little bit about that and give us some free tips. And so she'll be doing that next week. So I look forward to talking to you. I hope everything is fantastic with your 2014. And until next time, I'm Mark Mason from LateNightInternetMarketing.com.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit LateNightPodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
What GMT thing?
Well, the fact that you moved to London, I object.
It hurts. It hurts my feelings sometimes too.
So what are you doing there? When are you going home?
I have no home anymore.
You're a vagabond.
I'm homeless. Sometimes that's a good thing.
You're a homeless vagabond.
And yet people want to talk to me. It's very peculiar.
It's a very peculiar. People want to talk to you. Women want to marry you. It's very strange. No one really understands.
Me neither.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options
that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late Night Internet Marketing.